I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
We're recording. Woohoo! Hello, everyone.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Two Black Girls, One Rose.
We're two black-ass girls finally invade a black dating show.
Ready to love.
I'm Natasha.
And I'm Justine.
And we are recording on a Sunday morning.
Sunday morning, guys. We are bonnet status this morning, okay? Yep.
I legitimately have my bonnet on. Justine has on her rose and a scrunchie on her braids. My sister is visiting. She's on the couch with her bonnet on as well. No bra. Just still in the same position as we woke up in. What'd you say? Don't call me out. But yeah, I don't think we've ever recorded on a Sunday morning before.
No.
But alas, here we are, everyone.
On the Lord's Day. Talking about niggas and their garbage.
Yep. No better way to start it. I just watched the episode too. Like right before, as I be doing.
I knew it.
I was supposed to do it last night, but got into other things.
Yeah, that's fine.
So, but yeah, let's get into it. This was a good episode, I thought.
Me too.
Yep. Jimmy has fully been brought to the light. Dying to know. What are your initial thoughts, Justine?
I am so happy that man is off this show. Ooh wee! I could not stand him. Mm-hmm. Oh my god, his just self-absorbed "woe is me" bullshit had to go. Like I couldn't take any more of it. It has been since episode one that this man has been attacking Alexis for being pretty.
Yeah.
Attacking Kimber for whatever. He just seems to be someone who is really on the defense for reasons unknown.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we still don't know why he's so defensive about things.
Yeah.
Right. Or, like, who hurt him or whatever. Because it seems like he's, like, happy with his ex-wife. They didn't have any kids. So I don't really know if they're still talking or not. There's no need to. But I just want to know... who hurt you, Jimmy, and why you keep putting it out on other people and not going to get a therapist with your good insurance. I know you have. You said $1 million houses. Fuck out of here.
Exactly. So I'll interject my initial thought here, too.
Yes.
So I wrote down, Jimmy is a supremely insecure man who has a lot of built-up anger and resentment towards pretty successful women.
Ooh.
His, like, you see it very clearly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Because the way he keeps throwing around Alexis's... like prettiness.
Yeah.
He keeps saying it's the Alexis show. Mm-hmm. She's this, she's that. And then he made a low blow against Kimber's career in this episode.
Mm-hmm.
He brought up her past dude in a very like accusatory way.
Yeah.
Like these are all insecurities that have to do with him.
Mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason, he keeps trying to want to victimize himself and make the other women turn out to look like crazy or conceited or full of themselves. And it's, as you said, like, we don't know where this is stemming from. Somebody hurt him.
Somebody terribly, yes.
Somebody terribly hurt him. But I think it's someone who is, like, a woman who has her shit together and is, like, very successful.
Yeah.
And he has something against that.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's very, I don't like it.
Yeah. I hate it. I hate it as well. Second and final initial thought is that Alexis keeps asking the best type of good, tough questions. And I think the secret to her playing this game is, we'll go over it later, but she keeps asking, like, a what's in it for me sort of question, rather than, like, who else are you interested in? When a lot of these other girls are kind of focusing on other people. Ashima is doing the same with Darren. She's not going around asking, what about Nina? What about Nina? Nope. And now Nina's gone. So there goes that. But when in the last episode, she still didn't really ask about her. I think it keeps the guys on their toes in a way that, like, every guy has said they see a red flag about her and keep dealing with her no matter what, except for Carrie. We know Carrie is smitten and in love already.
God.
I can't either. Still,
mind-boggling that she's even, like, entertaining this. Okay.
And those are my initial thoughts. What about you?
Yeah, I like that. I didn't thought about that. Alexa, she does. She doesn't ask about Divine. She doesn't bring up anybody. When she's on the date, she's very focused on, like, what is our connection? This is what I want. And, like, it can come off, because sometimes in some scenes I'm like, I don't think I like her. Like, something about her attitude or something. And then other scenes I'm like, oh, no, I like her. She's, like, very direct. And she's not compromising. And, yeah, she focuses solely on that guy in that moment and never mentions anybody else. So she comes off as being, like, extra badass and strong versus Divine, who now we saw in this episode, London, kind of feel her insecurity about Alexis. And it's, like, already turning him off. So, I agree. What else? My other thoughts, I love how Kimber handled Jimmy.
I know, me too.
Because it could have gone either way, because she's very smiley and very, you know, warm and friendly. And she could have easily been, like, a pushover, because I feel like that fits her outward personality or her outward look. But she held strong and walked away, didn't look back, was done with him, threw him under the bus at the wine bar. She did exactly what she needed to do. So I loved how she handled that. Brent. I want more and best. I just wanted more out of this guy. He's so good looking. Every time he comes on screen, he's so hot. Every time he comes, I'm like, damn, I keep forgetting about Brent. Like, he is fine. He seems to be getting better with each episode, better looking with each episode. But I feel like his issue, he's, like, skirted on his looks and not giving women a lot of depth, but getting very far with them at the same time.
Because he's good looking.
Because he's so good looking. I feel like he's gotten that with a lot of people for a while. But with these ladies, they don't have time to waste. Like, we need to eliminate these guys. You need to give us something. They themselves are being very vulnerable at opening their whole lives. And I like that he was in the bottom this week, because it showed him, like, this skirting by on your good looks and not saying much or not opening up is just not going to work in this process. So, but yeah, I think that was just wanting more for Brent. Just this face is so beautiful. Why am I not getting more conversation?
I want more. Tell just a story more about hedonism, please, Brent. At least.
That's really what we're asking for. Give us the full play-by-play what went down at hedonism. I mean, like, talking in circles here. That's really what I want to hear. Thank you. Ain't getting nothing. Damn.
Oh, my God.
Lord. Okay, so those are initial thoughts.
Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/twoblackgirlsonerose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card.
Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.